Ma will like that automobile. And so for nearly 2 weeks I travelled with him throughout southern East Germany, preaching with an amazing freedom to churches that had plenty of Bibles, plenty of literature, wide-open evangelical meetings, and that were demoralized beyond any churches I had yet met behind the curtain. Basically, during those 12 days, I preached just one sermon over and over in 100 different versions. I urged the German Christians to become missionaries, because it has been my experience that a missionary church is an alive church. At the first church where I made this suggestion, the pastor stood up and said heatedly, "Brother Andrew, it's easy enough for you to speak about missionary work because you can travel anywhere you want. But what about us here in East Germany? We can't even leave the country." "Wait," I said, "think about what you've just said. I must take a long and costly trip to get to East Europe, but you're already here. How many Russian soldiers are there in your country now? 500,000, I believe. Think of that. How many unconverted fellow Germans are there in these hills? Don't complain to yourselves that you can't go to the mission field. Thank God for bringing the mission field to you." And then I told them the biblical story of a man doing precisely what I was urging them to do. I told them about the time Paul was in prison in Rome, chained between two soldiers. "Now there were two possibilities," I said. "Either he could sit there and complain that he could not get out, or he could make use of the situation." Well, Paul began to thank God that he had a captive audience. He began to preach the gospel. After a while, the guard was changed. Two more soldiers came in. Paul thanked God for the two new ones and began again. And the result was that he made these men Christians. He founded a church right there in Caesar's household. And this, I feel, is the incomparable mission of Christians behind the curtain. Chapter 13. To the Rim of the Inner Circle. Back in West Berlin, I hurried from camp to camp looking for Corrie. When I finally found her, conducting lice inspection on the heads of a row of 5- and 6-year-olds, I was appalled at the change that had come over her in less than 3 weeks. She had lost weight, her skin had a strange yellowish pallor, and there were circles under her eyes. I accused myself all over again for having brought her there, and above all for having left her alone. One of the things I had wanted to try, from Berlin, was to take a precious cargo of Bibles into Yugoslavia, to the church in Belgrade, among others, that had only 7 among its whole membership. I knew from my previous experience that their consulate in Berlin was the place to apply for the visa, rather than The Hague. Now, as I looked at my young wife's lined face and haunted eyes, I realized that a trip to Yugoslavia would serve a double purpose. What better place to forget the horrors of the camps than that beautiful land, loveliest I had seen?